You're listening to KHBT 977 The Bolt, and it is time now once again for Your Care, Our Mission, brought to you by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and, of course, KHBT. My special guest this morning is Amanda. She is the dietitian at HCMH. Amanda, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. We've got Thanksgiving right around the corner, Christmas before you know it, and we might be seeing less people, but I'm planning on eating more food. Is that a good idea?
Well, it depends how miserable you want to feel after.
That's a good point. But I know you've always got some great tips and advice for healthy holiday eating.
So as a dietitian, you know, I know the importance of making sure we're incorporating all of those favorite foods of ours into our eating plan. And holiday food is really no exception to that. With that, though, after Thanksgiving in particular, but I'm sure Christmas is the same, most people describe themselves as stuffed, sleepy, bloated, you might have indigestion, and like we mentioned earlier, you just feel miserable sometimes.
Sure.
And that really is concerning to me. You know, I want you to feel your best every day, but especially on a holiday, I want you to feel good too. And what we eat and how much we eat can make a big impact on how we're feeling after a meal. So that's kind of what I'm going to focus on with some of these tips, is just feeling your best during your holiday eating. So the first thing is just continue to eat your normal schedule of meals and snacks during the day. I know a lot of people like to skip meals to kind of save up for that big holiday meal, but then we go into that meal starving most of the time. And that makes it a lot harder to control the amount and also the type of food that we eat. We tend to eat very quickly when we do that, which can cause indigestion. Also overeating at that meal as well. So going into the meal at a moderate hunger level makes it easier for us to pace ourselves at meals, manage portions while we eat, and then also stop eating when we're full. And that's another big thing, is really paying attention to those hunger and fullness cues. So eating only when you're hungry and then stopping when you're full, which sounds a lot easier than what it actually is. You know, working on identifying your fullness cues. So trying to remove some of those distractions you might have at your meals, like your cell phone, TV, anything really that is taking your attention away from being present at that moment in the meal. Eat slowly, and every few bites, set your fork down and do a little check-in. Is your hunger gone yet? Are you starting to feel any indications of being full? And then that means it's time, if you are starting to feel full, to put your fork down and be done with your meal. Even if there's still food on your plate, which I know is really hard for a lot of people. So if it's helpful, you can even get up and move your plate and sit back down again so it's not in front of you. Or put your napkin over your plate so you don't physically see that food. So you're not tempted just to continue to nibble on it, even though you're already full. And then really focus on foods that you know make you feel good. So most holiday dishes are a little higher in fat or sugar than what we typically eat, which can make us feel not so great. So balancing those foods with others like fruits and vegetables that help you feel the best. And even balancing that throughout the day, if you're not in control of what's served at that meal, or you might not even know what's going to be served at that meal. So the rest of the day, go heavy on those fruits, veggies, whole grains, so that when you get to that heavier meal, that's where you're going to leave those heavier foods versus eating those kind of all day long. And then be selective with the foods you put on your plate. So include your favorites. That's important. But leave off the foods you don't really care for, or maybe foods you eat pretty frequently, you know, that you can easily get at another meal. You know, don't kind of use up space just on those foods. And again, fill that plate up with foods that you know you're going to feel good after eating. And then get moving. So, you know, before your meal, after your meal, go out for a walk if you can. Bundle up, get some fresh air. Even I'll pitch in cleaning up afterwards. That movement can even help you feel a little bit better than just getting up from the table and going right to the couch afterwards. So those are some tips that I hope you can find helpful this holiday season and helping you feel your best.
Yeah, and those are all wonderful tips, Amanda, and I appreciate you taking time this morning to talk with us.
As always, I am located at Humboldt Hospital. So if you're interested in visiting with me one-on-one for an individualized eating plan, you can give me a call at 332-7608. I also want to mention that I am now writing a monthly article on a nutrition hot topic that is featured in the Humboldt Independent. So for additional nutrition information, make sure you check that out or visit the Humboldt Hospital Facebook page or website. If you missed that month's article, it will be posted on there.
So if you need a break from eating, just read your article.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great way.
There you go. Well, Amanda, again, thank you so much, and you have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, I hope you all do too. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.